Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping From the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
What's up? What's up? What's up, man? It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, it's your boy T Smiley. Listen, we got brand new music today. We're going to be playing some, we're gonna hit y'all with two new songs this morning, and then after that we're gonna be joining us live here on the show for the first time. We're gonna have Mr. Malcolm Payton. He is the producer and the writer, songwriter, and the guitarist that you guys are gonna be listening to on this morning. So y'all sit back. We got some new music. I'm gonna play one of those songs right now. So y'all stay tuned. It's your boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show. Right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
What's a man that can't love this woman with the things he's got? Hustling to make it work, give his family the life that they deserve. Heading out to the streets just to make ends meet. He feels so complete, cause family's all he needs. Heading out to the streets just to make ends meet. He feels so complete, cause family's all he needs. That's how you know a good man. Brothers, how you know that you're in good hands? So don't let it go, don't let it go, cause you got everything you need in a man. That's how you know a good man. Brothers, how you know that you're in good hands? So don't let it go, don't let this go, cause you got everything you need. Have to leave. I know you don't ask for much. I'll provide it all you want and more. All the fancy clothes and shoes, my way of showing I love you. You deserve a beautiful home, cars and money and all I own. You know that's how you know a good man. That's how you know that you're in good hands. So don't let it go, don't let it go, cause you got everything you need in a man. That's how you know a good man. Girl, that's how you know that you're in good hands. So don't let it go, don't let this go, cause you got everything you need in a man. Cause I know you are worth more than material things. Oh, yeah. By design I love you more. Every day I fall in love, baby girl. I'll protect you no matter what life brings. Brings, oh yeah. That's how you know a good man.
That's how you know that you're a good man. So don't let it go.
what your brother say, 'cause I've heard it all before. Baby, it's too late, sick of all the mind games. There's no right way to tell ya, I don't think that we can make it past this. It's a little more than a rough patch. I gave you all my energy, that's the rough patch. My love was unreciprocated. I'm getting sick and tired of waiting. Baby, you're
drifting away. You are drifting away.
What's up, this your boy Mood 3 repping Front to Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
What's up? This your boy T Smiley. Listen, what y'all just heard is some smooth music from your boy Mr. Malcolm Payton. Listen, I've had an opportunity to play with this guy. As y'all know, I play the drums. It all started at church, meeting this guy, you know what I'm saying? And he's definitely been, you know, somebody I've looked up to, somebody I've, you know, just had an opportunity just to be able to play with. And he is awesome musician. I want to bring him in. Mr. Malcolm Payton, what's up, my friend? How you doing this morning?
What's going on, T Smiley?
What's going on, man? Listen, man. Your music got the lines lit up over here, man. I'm telling you, man. I know some people that's on right now. That's probably like, oh man, where's this music at, man? What's going on? How you feeling this morning?
Man, look here. I am feeling wonderful. I'm feeling great, and man, I'm just happy about the opportunity to even come out and be on this podcast. And just to be part of it at all, man. I mean, like you said, we go way back. And
we go way back.
2010, I think. Yeah.
It's been that long. Wow.
It's been that long.
Man, that's awesome. And to see you and to see you doing your thing, man. When I seen you had your album out on Instagram, man, I was like, oh my goodness. We have a guy. Before we get further started, I have a DJ by the name of DJ Rich, and he said this music is jamming. So just to let you know, we got some
people
listening. And they're excited, man. So I wanna let you get started. Let's talk about, you know, the beginning, like how you got started playing the guitar, you know the making of Mr. Malcolm Payton. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about the beginning, like how you got started. Let's talk about, you know, some ups and downs. Let's talk about, you know, this album that you've worked with. Any way you want to start, go ahead. You got the floor.
Well, I, how much time do you have?
Listen, I got started. We got all the time we need. You're good. You in the Cave Radio Show. Listen, now that this is your first time on, so everybody that comes on, you know, I welcome you. You are a caveman. You're a caveman right on the radio. We talk radio on the Cave Radio Show, so listen, you have the floor, sir.
All right. Well, hey, look, my music started pretty much when I was a baby, man. I mean, I'm from a town called Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And that's where all my music started from a baby. My dad is and still is a guitarist. My mom was a singer. I have brothers and sisters but the brothers play instruments and the sisters sing. And so as a child, man, I was born into music. I mean, I used to literally hang on to my mom's coattail as she was up singing, because, you know, they do a lot of quartet music down in Hattiesburg and in Mississippi overall. So that's where my start of music came from. The love, I wanted to be a drummer like way back in the days, but I never really pursued it much. And so that's where the start came.
I remember maybe back in 2010. I remember when you first came. You were you got on the set a couple of times, and I heard you. But the guitar is one of the things that, you know, that I know you had a passion for, because when I heard you on the drums, I was like, okay, all right, I see you. But then when I heard you on the guitar, on the lead guitar, I was like, okay, yeah. All right, yes, sir.
Well, see, the drumming started, like I said, back in the 80s or whatever, I stopped. I pursued the drumming in 1999. I started it back up when I was stationed in Germany when I was in the military, in the Army. And so that went along up until when I was stationed in California, and 2008, 2009. And so after I left California and I was stationed in Kuwait and I decided I wanted to pick up the guitar, I took my guitar with me. You know, they had the internet over there, and I just started looking at YouTube videos. And
wow.
That's where I got the start in practicing there. They had gospel services over there. So I used to do everything I could to be part of the services. I mean, I'm talking about practices. Between practices and services, man, we were busy at least, four times a week doing something musically. And so that's 2009, 13 years ago is when I started playing the guitar.
Wow.
And it just so happened to be when I was stationed overseas.
That's awesome. Now let's talk about, you know, one thing we do over here, we absolutely we recognize our veterans, and so we want to thank you for your service. Let's talk about the times, you know, when you're in the Army, and let's talk about, you know, your position, you know, all that stuff. I definitely want to highlight that since you were in the Army. We definitely want to hit on that as well.
Well, yeah. Thank you, first of all, for recognizing the veterans. But yes, my job in the Army, I was a construction supervisor. So anything dealing with a lot of civil construction, buildings, we used to go across the world and we would build things from schools and do maintenance on different buildings. So that's what we did. So I had to supervise electricians, plumbers, and carpenters, and we had like equipment that we would use to help, because we also placed concrete and we placed center blocks and all of this stuff. For those who know what center blocks are, we used to do that type of stuff. So I my military career started in 1990. I've been stationed somewhere everywhere, from Germany to Kuwait, California, Washington State, Virginia, and Texas. Texas was my last duty station before I decided to retire in 2011. I met my wife, in the Army. We got married in the Army. All my kids were born in Germany. And as far as the church at that time, before I even got into any R&B music, of course, I've loved R&B music all my life, but man, the first time I was in church, got saved, everything was when I was in the Army.
Wow.
So,
Shout out to your wife and kids, man. I haven't seen them in a minute. Tell them I said, hey, I'm sure they're about you being on the show this morning.
yes, they are excited. They are definitely excited.
That's good. Let's talk about your album, man. Let's talk about that. I want to know if you tell the people about, how it got started, the ups and downs, the mishaps, you know what I'm saying? Because you're doing it yourself, I believe you said mm-hmm. you're doing everything yourself. And so, you may have had some times where it was like, I don't know, or I need some help, Let's talk about that.
Right.
You're
absolutely right. First of all, I never saw myself producing music. And to be honest, I never saw myself playing the guitar. That's something that I never said, but it just happened. So in 2019, of course, as you know, we go all the way back to our church days when we used to go and make up stuff and make up music. And you probably remember the time we went and recorded this one song, My God Is and Everything I Need.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was the
start. You know what? I remember those. Wow. Yeah.
In Roy City, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And over Red's House, Young Red Productions.
Yep.
So the start of learning how to produce music really started in church. Learning how to arrange started in church. Especially playing with you and Josh. Oh yeah. And DeMichael. Oh man. Because DeMichael would go one place and go to the next. So if you that type of musician, you got to know how to follow him. And of course, the pastor. So it would be some amazing things. But fast forward, in 2019, I just so happened to meet one of my wife's coworkers. My wife works at the Dallas VA hospital. And they invited us over for dinner. And she said, hey, her husband does music. So I'm like, all right, cool. Because I've always been trying to work and connect with different people and musicians that are serious about music. So I went over there. His name is Waitaka. I have to spell it. It's Waitaka. And he has a company called Waitaka Entertainment. But at the time, I didn't know. I just thought it was just a local guy. Anyway, I got there, and man, he put on some of the music that he's produced and that's out, and it rattled me. T. Smiley, I'm serious. It rattled me. Because I'm like, wow, this is on point. A lot of different Afro beats and different things like that. So we connected from that day forward. Now, I decided in 2019 to also, I said, maybe I can get into at least getting the software and stuff just so I can record. And so I did some recordings for him on some music that he's working on, and also with this artist by the name of Merrill Page. And the song is called Loving You. It's out now. So I did some guitars for him. And so I went and took the time, because sometimes you got to invest in yourself, first of all.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes, sir.
So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and invest. I went and bought the first computer, Apple computer ever. So and that was a big learning curve, going from a Microsoft computer to an Apple computer for the first time. So I bought the computer, and piece by piece, I bought, you know, the speakers and everything you need to record. And that's where I got my start. Now, Waitaka, he came over and set up everything to help me as far as with Logic, because I use Logic Pro to record and produce music. So, I mean, the brother came over, set me up with everything, and he did not charge me a dime.
Wow.
Not 1 cent. And so what I liked about him is, one, he's a man of his word. He said, hey, I'm going to help set you up. He helped set me up. And then he kept, talking about me putting out some music. You know, we would do some things, instrumentals, things that are not out. We have so much music out that we've done together. And it's kind of like we got our own little vault of music that we've done, and that's never been released.
Wow.
No one knows about it. But, you know, we may release some of it. We may. You never know. But so, yes, he started talking to me about producing music. And so when you fast forward again, 2020, the pandemic, I decided in late 2020 I wanted to start producing music. And so this is where the EP came in, the instrumental, the transition that I put out. And so I put that music together. Of course, I had his help. Because like I said, he taught me how to really do a lot of arranging, how to work Logic, some of everything. And I also had help from other people. Cause I have a group of folks, and what I decided is to put together a group of people that will, one, be serious about music,
uh-huh,
and they're going to do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
And so, cause when you talk about the struggles, part of the struggles is getting the right people to one, come in, have the same vision that you have, and also to do what they say they're going to do. So I was working with Waitaka, and I started working with, well, Blackleaf. His name is Blackleaf. I call him Junior. McCrary, Anthony McCrary.
Okay. Right.
Yes. I mean, phenomenal bass player, producer. And so also I started working with, I don't know if you ever heard of Tony Ballard, but
no,
he was the MD for Ricky Smiley.
Okay. All right.
So, and what all three of these guys have in common is all of them are musicians and all of them are producers.
Wow.
And all of them, they are very focused on music, and they do exactly what they say they're going to do.
The right people.
And I'm like, the right people, man. The right people. And I couldn't have done it if I tried to do it myself. But, I mean, it was just a blessing from God just to be connected with these people. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
So I got with them. And so as far as the EP album Transition, I mean, Junior's playing the bass on there. With Waitaka, the first couple songs is him. Tony has a song on there as well that he and I co-produced. So let me make sure I get this right here. Because on the album, on the EP album. Yep, so Waitaka and I produced Intro, Transition, and Intuition. Now, Tony Ballard and I produce Nudes, and then Transition is all me. But Junior played the bass, a.k.a. Blackleaf. You know, he played the bass on a lot of this music. So, but then, you know, sometimes you say, okay, well, this is good, but then I want to push the envelope.
Uh-huh.
The instrumental was good. I got some decent reviews, some decent streams on Spotify. And I'm like, I want lyrics. I would like to put some lyrics to this movie.
Uh-huh.
Started investing more into different software. I started filming with vocal samples. And I don't know if you ever heard of this software called Arcade. So
yeah,
this is where you can go in and pretty much get all the instruments you want, just different samples of different things, vocals, all that type of stuff. So I started experimenting with Arcade, and that's when I came up with the song All I Want Is You. The kind of like, well, if you want to call it a dance track. So that's when I came up with that song. And what I would do on that song, because you can just, you know, I took the whole song, the samples, the verse and the chorus and everything is all samples that I pieced in. So here I am, a guy. First of all, I'm gonna go back. I'm a late bloomer when it comes to music. So I started playing the drums in 1999. I'm 50 years old right now. I'm 50.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So, and for me to start drums in 99, and then in 2009, I'm almost 40 at the time. And then I started producing music really started in 2019. So I was 48 years old.
Wow.
When I started producing music.
So what you're saying is it's never too late to pursue something, pursue your dream. It's never too late. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you have, you know, uncharted talent, you know what I mean? It's always good to, it's better to do it at a time you feel comfortable to do it than waking up one day and saying, you know, I wish I would have went on ahead and did that. You know, I was thinking about it. I should have did it, but I, you know,
right.
I flipped up. I messed up. Real quick, I want to bring Yes, sir. Real quick, I want to bring in one of our, another host for the E-Man
mm-hmm.
After Show. E-Man.
Okay.
I have him with me right now. Mr. E-Man, what's going on, sir? How you doing?
Well, good morning, Mr. T. Smiley.
Good morning, sir. How you doing? We're sitting down with Mr. Malcolm Payton, good friend of mine. We've been he told me since 2010 since we first met. He has an album out. We're just talking about that. We have him right here on the computer.
Well, good morning, Mr. Payton. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored and unapologetic about it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yes, sir. As I was listening to you on the network, I was listening to you. It sounds like you're a producer or you're a songwriter.
Yes.
You got your own album out. You're doing the doggone thing, sir.
I'm trying. Now, I'm not a writer. But I produce,
okay.
And I'm a guitarist, and I also
okay.
play drums.
Oh, get a drummer song. We got two drummers in the building. Get a drummer song, always.
Yes, sir. Listen, E-Man, he's also a veteran. He's also an Army vet. So, you know, we definitely, I told him over here, we definitely support.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for your services, Mr. Payton. Yes, sir.
Oh man,
sure.
No problem, man. Yep. I come from a family. In fact, my wife, she's also a veteran.
Well, you know, I didn't really get to hear all of the interview. I just chimed in, but I'm almost quite sure, Mr. T. Smiley, if I already asked you, what inspired you to what inspired you to even get in this industry, being a drummer, you know?
Just the love of music. I mean, like I said, I've been around it all my life. And when I became a grown man, so to speak, when I was in the military, you know, that love just never goes away. And so
right.
I started singing when I was in the military, that's one part I didn't, at least I used to sing in groups.
Oh, okay.
You know? So back in the days, I used to sing R&B. So I'm talking about back in the days where, you know, New Jack City, when New Jack City came out Truth and Levert and, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. Living for the City, all that good stuff. So
right.
I used to do that a lot earlier in my military career. And so
okay.
I wasn't really playing an instrument at the time up until like 1999, but before that, all I would do is just go out and get with groups and we were singing.
Mhm. That's awesome.
And so,
So Malcolm, I wanted to talk about Mr. E-Man. I don't know if you heard that part, but I want to go back when he moved here to Texas. We actually had an opportunity. We played for several people. When I say we, you know, I played the drums and Mr. Malcolm was on the guitar, and we had another guy playing the organ. Have we gone and played quite a few places around Dallas? And I remember we also had the opportunity to play in a quartet group. So going from regular service, you know, regular church service to a quartet, you know, and then I think we even sat at the church one time and wrote a song out and performed it that same night. I'm telling you, man, we at one point we was all, you know, we was all writing, we was all, you know, singing and playing and stuff like that. I wanted to talk about that. We've done some, we redid a CD album. You remember that, Mr. Payton? You remember, what was that, the Andrews Brothers? We redid their CD.
Wow.
They wanted us to redo a CD.
That's awesome, man.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember if I was a part of that one.
You know what? I think we were at the Black Academy of Arts, and we performed.
We went and played, and we performed that night. You're right. Absolutely right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy, and it's. I know we've all, you know, went our separate ways, but it was always awesome. It's always awesome to come back and be able to play. Play again with each other. I know we had to play a couple weeks back, and to me it's always awesome and always good to hear Malcolm on the guitar. We had an opportunity to play together a couple weeks back, and so it's great for me. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, that you're doing your thing, man, and you got your own album out, and it's like, you know, I'm sitting back like, oh yeah, hey man, I used to play with him, now he's doing his own thing, and now we have an opportunity to showcase your music. I'm glad I have your music. It will be played right here on We Talk Radio Network, and listen, we have listeners all over the globe, and so we're excited and happy that you're out there doing your thing, man. And listen, you have the support of the Cave Radio Show as well as the Mr. E-Man Happy Show. Yes, sir.
Well, yes, sir. No, I have to go back to 2010. When I first arrived here, I was 1 year into being a guitar player when I arrived in 2010. And so my only goal was to write and just put some music out. It was all gospel music at the time. Like, I had no idea. I didn't even want to put out anything R&B at the time. Everything was gospel. And so I appreciate those times, the times we used to go and play at from our churches and go play with different art quartet groups, because that was the building. You know, that was when the foundation really started. That was when, you know, the sauce was put on everything, so to speak, when it comes to my musical abilities. And I'm pretty sure I know it helped the rest of us that was together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes I say, hey, I'm a late bloomer, but you got to go back and you got to look at how did I get here? I would have never gotten to where I'm at right now had I not gone through and the times we spent together playing music all over BFW, T. Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was a blessing. I mean, to play with the Andrews Brothers. I think one time got a chance to when what's her name, gospel artist, Kim Burrell came into town. Got one chance to play with her as she came in to preach, but
that was over in Dallas, some part of Dallas. I remember. Yes, sir. Man, we didn't play with
some everybody.
Well, hey, Mr. Payton, do you know Jamari Johnson? Lead guitarist.
Oh, Jamari Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I follow him. I don't know him personally. Okay. I know one of his cousins, Alton Conyer, but phenomenal guitarist, man.
Yeah. I mean, you're taking me back when you start talking about that quartet, because he just put an album out. And those of you on the network, he's one of our lead guitarists over at the Partis House. And he just dropped the album. But y'all start talking about that quartet, Mr. T. It would be awesome to hear you guys come together and do the Williams Brothers. He Will Deliver, take y'all all the way back, you know, take us back to the keynotes with Paul.
The keynote.
Y'all start talking the 10 spiritual. Yeah, y'all talking about quartet. Now, let's go way, let's go. See, I'm old school, Mr. Payton. I'm 60 years old, so I remember all of them.
I'm Mississippi. I'm talking about Canton spirituals.
Yes, Harvey.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. We have to put a big show on. We got a few producers on the line. Hey, we got some drummers. We got some musicians. I think we ought to put a quartet concert together. What you think, Mr. T?
Man, listen. We put that together. E-man, I'm telling you, man, y'all going to hear something that y'all ain't heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when we get together, I'm telling you, it's something different, man. It's something different. Seriously.
Yes, that'll be ain't nothing like. I mean, I heard Miss Payton say that he aspired to do more gospel, you know, than R&B. But I tell you, doing that quartet, it'll just take people in. You got a drummer as Mr. T over there, this guitar player. You know, we couldn't go wrong. We couldn't go wrong. I could see that at the at the Arts and Letters downtown, you know, Dallas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He been all the way from Mississippi. My.
Yes, sir.
And so
how long you been playing, sir?
For 13 years. But 13 my years. My love for the guitar, one, my father plays guitar. He's been playing since he was 13, and he's 76 now, and he's still playing.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And so that's where the gift comes from. My father used to play back in the days in clubs back there. Hopefully he doesn't get upset when we tell him his story. But back in the days when he used to be part of the house band in some of the clubs around in Hattiesburg. So when a lot of the artists would come through, I'm talking about people like Ike and Tina and all them, the older folks who's famous, he would be part of the house band. Playing a lot of blues, different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, he got into quartet gospel music, just like I was telling T. Smiley. They had a group. My mom was part of one group, a female quartet group. My dad was part of the male quartet group. But my dad was the musician, the guitarist for both groups.
Family tree, boy.
So,
I tell you.
Family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my roots and the love for guitar, like people like Jabari Johnson, everything. I love all of them, but hey, it started at home with dad.
I understand.
And there's some other cats in Mississippi. I don't know if you ever heard of Ted Lane, Justin Gray on the guitar.
I heard Justin Gray.
I mean,
yes.
Man, just phenomenal guitar players. And then, of course, I got my own brothers. You know, I got one brother, he plays the bass and the drums. And then I have my brother Jermaine. Chad plays the bass and drums. My brother Jermaine, he plays four instruments, like bass, lead guitar, keys, and drums.
That's awesome.
And then I have two other brothers who can play, but, you know, that's something they didn't want to do.
Man, listen, I think I had an opportunity to hear your brother play, did he play the drums or the guitar? He came to the church one time before, right?
I'm trying to think. Did he come to the church?
I don't know if it was before. I think maybe you showed me a video or something. I can't remember. But
I may have.
Yeah, they bad, man. They bad for real. They bad. Yeah. So you get all them together, man. It's like it's definitely music to your ears. I remember.
So so really, T Smiley, Mr. E, when it comes to me being a late bloomer, you know, when it comes to we talk about different things as far as getting into music. Man, my first thought was to, okay, my family was doing it way before me. I'm older than my brothers. That's been doing it. So I'm trying to come in and do something that them and my dad have been doing for years and very good at it. So that was a push for me is to like, okay, I got to represent the name.
Yeah.
You can't come in here and halfway represent the Peyton name.
You got to come with it. Come with it.
You got to come with it, man. You got to. So, one of those things.
I heard you say you have an album. What is the name of your album, sir, Mr. Peyton?
The name of the album is called More Than Perfect.
More Than Purpose?
And More Than Perfect.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's awesome. Okay. So,
go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you what inspired you to come up with that name.
That was just one of the names of the songs on there. In fact, that's the last song on there. But what inspired me to make the album is just wanted to add live vocals to my music. And so, and to be honest, I tried. Well, I'm not gonna throw anyone out there, but I wanted to work with local people, but because I didn't have that connection and a lot of people only knew me as a guitarist, I think it was really hard. That's where the struggle came in, you know, because I believe some people saw me as like, one, is he for real? Are we really going to do something? So I ended up finding this website called Fiverr.com. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com. Well, you can go on there and you can get people to write songs, mix, produce, you know, musicians, the whole nine for any genre. So here I am. I got music, and I don't know if I can trust these people, but I'm going to go ahead and let me throw. I was sitting there looking, and I came upon this lady by the name of Roxy Reese. And I say, you know what? Whatever, I'm going to submit my first order. Now, this is back in 2021, because everything that I released, I have a total of 19 songs, actually 20 songs that I was involved with in just in 2021 alone. And 19 of those songs are songs that I produced. That's out right now. So I had a very busy year. 2021 was very busy. But anyway, I got with Miss Roxy Reese, and she came out with a song called Same Time, blew me away, and I'm like, I found out, hey, this is legit, and I was blown away because someone actually put real vocals to my music. And so after that, this is what, April 2021? So I'm like, wait a minute, let me send her another one. So she came out with a second song called Tell Me If It's Okay.
Right.
And so after that, between working with people on Fiverr and some of these producers I named earlier, Mr. Waitaka and Tony and Blackley, that's when the idea of the album came.
Right.
So in the summer of 2021 is when I started putting the More Than Perfect album together.
Well, you know, Mr. Payton, that's inspiring to hear because to all of those that, you know, say, you know, the pandemic was good. Because I heard what I'm hearing you say, during the pandemic, you got busy. And you was busy.
Yes.
You was writing. So did no pandemic stop you. So just
imagine. Absolutely not.
The pandemic is gone. So to all of those on the network, on the T-Smiley Morning Show today, this ought to be inspiring to know whatever vision, whatever dream, whatever goal you have, can't nothing stop it. When God give you something, you just got to make it do what it do. Because I hear you got busy in 2021, you know. And that's just speaks volumes to me because I've heard a lot of people you know, say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. As I talk to so many different people, everything started happening when the world shut down. You know, people
right.
got busy yeah. writing, you know, mm-hmm. and so I was going to ask you that question, but when you started talking, I can already tell the pandemic didn't affect you nowhere because now you done dropped
no, no.
out.
Well, it didn't, but you know what? In the beginning, in February of 2021, before
mm-hmm.
I released the EP, you know, we came down, my wife and I came down with COVID.
Okay.
And so
Talk
at that point,
that.
It, in Texas, it was also the time where we had that winter freeze. And
oh, yeah?
all the power was down. So
mm-hmm.
in the midst of that, I got an album that's getting ready to come out, but I'm recovering from COVID. And we're in the middle of this here ice storm with no power.
Mm.
So,
wow.
man.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
So my
mm-hmm.
mind, I'm thinking like, oh, my goodness. One, you're like, okay, are we going to make it? And, you know, but we did. Thankful be to God, we made it through.
Yes.
Definitely made
yes.
it through.
Man, that's beautiful.
That's awesome. Listen. Those of you that tuned in, this is the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley alongside with Mr. E-Man. And we're sitting down with Mr. Malcolm Payton. We're talking about his album, talking about, you know, the ups and downs of producing and all that good stuff. What I want to do now, I want to give you the floor to give shout-outs and everybody that's, you know, that you probably have listening in. Give them a shout-out. And I want to know, after you do your shout-out, Let's talk about bucket list, man. Let's talk about something that you thought about doing, that you wanted to do, all that good stuff. And then after that, let's talk about where everybody can go and listen to your music, where they can find you, where they can go, you know, support and all that. So go ahead, sir.
Okay, so as far as music, like I said, man, 2021 was big. I got a chance to do a gospel song, especially coming out of the pandemic, being sick. So if you ever heard of the song called You Came and Got Me, this is by One Family Fellowship. My church played on that. So shout out to them, my pastor, David Robertson, Paul, and all the people there. Man, you're talking about the support. They really support what we do, and, you know, as long as it's good, it takes it, of course. But so shout out to them. Shout out to all the artists that I work with. Roxy Reese, Meryl Page, Monley Maine, MONLEEMANE, Maine, artist by the name of One Gene, WANGINE, and M.W. Bennett. M.W. Bennett did the poetry part, R&B, on the album More Than Perfect. And so these artists that I name are also on the album More Than Perfect. So other than that, shout out to my wife, Tracy, and my family in Mississippi, my kids, for everybody supporting me, supporting the album. And I'm telling you, go out and download the album. I enjoy the streams. I think on Spotify I was up to about maybe 170,000 streams. But, hey, download the music. Help your boy out. And there's new music coming. In fact, I'm working on new music right now. The album
mm-hmm.
is almost complete. Oh. I think I need to record like four more songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new album is going to be complete. Now, this album is going to be focusing more on soul music. I'm going back a little bit to my soul music days. So
nice.
And oh yeah, let me go back. These people that I named, they all are on Instagram, you know. So if you want to look up Waitaka Entertainment, he's on Instagram. Roxy, Meryl Page, Monday Maine, Wenzine, M.W. Bennett, everybody's out there on Instagram and Facebook. Other than that, man, I just look forward to the new music that's coming out. And also check out these artists, like Waitaka Entertainment has music out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Album called 80 Delicacy. He has an album out called Black 2541. And
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's something in there for everybody. So, yeah. So 2022, new album will be out probably towards the end of the year.
Yes.
That's what's up. Listen, that's what's up. Everybody that's tuned in right now, listen, we have the phone lines lit up. The phone lines has been lit up since we started, Mr. Payton. And so what I want to do, everybody that's listening now, I want to play your song. You mentioned it same time. I want to play that song. I want to play that song now. When we come back, listen, the topic of the day, Mr. Malcolm, stay on. E-Man, stay there.
Okay.
Everybody else on the line, stay here, because when we come back after this song, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We want to talk about the halftime performance. We want to talk about, you know, the best thing that you enjoyed about it, the worst thing, something that could have been better. Let's talk about the game. So, listen, we're going to play the same time by Mr. Malcolm Payton, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking Super Bowl, okay? So y'all don't go nowhere. This is same time by Mr. Malcolm Payton right here on the Cave Radio Show, We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
One of those nights my friends had to drag me out. 'Cause if it was up to me, I'd rather be chilling at the house. But I can't deny I'm really glad I came, 'cause I was just chilling in the corner when you
Malcolm Payton with same time. Listen, man, that was a nice. Listen, if I was in the car, man, that's ride music right there.
No, I'm gonna have five. Yes, nice, beautiful.
Yeah, that's Miss Roxy Reese right there, y'all.
That's what's up, man. That's a good song, man. I like it. And I don't know if y'all paid attention to the guitar, if y'all heard that guitar.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Listen. We're going to talk Super Bowl. We're going to talk Super Bowl. Listen, before we get there, I want to send a special shout-out to my good friend, Mr. Ian Hatch. He is tuned in, listening. Mr. Ian, I don't know if you want to talk, but if you want to talk, hit the number one. Hit the number one, and I'll be able to bring you in. Also, we have Miss Farnese. Miss Farnese is on the line, our sales manager right here on We Talk Radio Network. Our sales manager, Miss Farnese, you want to hit number one and just say hello to the people you could do as well. Also, Malcolm Payton, listen, we got my very own, my big uncle. We got Mr. Bobby Clement. We got Mr. Bobby on the line.
What?
Mr. Bobby on the line. I don't know if you want to talk. If you want to say something, Mr. Bobby, hit the number one, and we can bring you into this combo. Another shout out. We're going to give a shout out to Mr. Derwin Green, DeJuan Green. That is actually Miss Kia Dees. That's our founder, CEO, the boss lady. That's our brother. That's a big brother. So shout out to him. Listen, we got a lot of people on the line, man. We got a lot of people on the line. So you know what? I'm gonna do something real quick. He might get me, but I'm gonna do something real quick. Uncle Bobby, are you on? Are you on, sir? I don't know if he's on. You can hear me. You live. If you want to say hello to Mr. Malcolm, Uncle Bobby, you are live. We can hear you. If you ain't got your phone on mute, you know, take your phone off mute. You can say hello. If not, we're gonna keep it moving. Let's talk about the Super Bowl, man. What did y'all think about the halftime performances? What was y'all best moments of the Super Bowl? I know mine.
Go ahead, Mr. Malcolm.
Well, the not so good moments is the fact that my Green Bay Packers did not make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But as far as the good moments, I mean, it was a good game. There was some questionable calls. Everyone, you know, saw that. The referees pretty much let them play up until sometime, I guess, in the fourth quarter when they started making some of these questionable calls.
Crazy calls. They should be calling all,
right.
all games. Been calling, making
I'm
calls
like, wait a minute.
Games.
This guy's not holding. How are you calling him holding? He's not holding.
They trying to make up a lost play, man. Try to make up for lost plays. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. Mr. E-Man?
Well, you know, Mr. T and Mr. Matt, I was actually, we was actually doing our show live when the Super Bowl was on, both shows, the Amanda the Mentor and the E-Man After Show. We was doing them live. And from what I can see in the halftime, they're like Dre and Snoop and Mary. They was throwing down, you know. We kept chiming in and out, and they was taking us back. You know, they was taking us back. As far as the game's sake, you know, I'm kind of like Mr. Malcolm. My Dallas Cowboys wasn't in there. So, you know, it was just a game to me, but it was real entertaining. You know, it was a lot of – but, you know, I'm not really surprised, Mr. T. I'm not really surprised. Seems like when it comes to big games like that, I'm almost convinced that some of these refs are being paid off. Because I don't know what they see. I mean, from what we can see and what they see, you know, it's different ones where all the point is, you know, they're down on the field and they can see. But we clearly can see there was some missed calls on Super Bowl during the Super Bowl.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, I'm just convinced somebody in the boardroom, that was a decision made in the boardroom. You know, listen, there's a few million dollars under the table if you call this play, because you know, unless let's hold it unchanged since you know we growed up, because what they call for holding in this game, I don't know where that comes from. Mm-hmm. You know, but interesting game, entertaining. LA is the champs. Don't be jelly, nobody. You know, love me some LA. You know, because my son got an opportunity to pray for the LA. You know, Rams. Pray for LA and ended up in Miami. So, you know, he's a graduate over at UCLA, and I tell you, ain't nothing like, I mean, that stadium is the state of the art, Mr. T. You know,
yes,
y'all
sir.
Talking about doing music and a quartet. We may need to book that venue and get y'all down there in LA at that big, that big venue.
You know, man, listen, but, listen. If there was ever a stage fright person, I would be that person.
You'll be there.
I'll be that person, man. That's a lot of people. That stadium is huge, man. Nice, real nice. I'll probably be stage fright. Listen, I want to give another shout out real quick while we're talking about this. I got some good friends over at my job, Mr. TJ and Mr. Alexia. They texted me and told me that they were tuned in, so I definitely want to give a shout out to them. I know they're working right now. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in over there. Thank you for tuning in. I do have a guest that's from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm gonna try to see if I can pull him in, see if he want to talk about the Super Bowl game as well. Mr. Hatch, are you there? Mr. Hatch, are you there? Are you there with us? I know you're probably just listening in. You might be doing some other things, but I wanted to get you in. It's okay. It's okay. Keep doing your thing over there. Again, if you want to talk, hit the number one, and I'll bring you in. But we do. You know what? Let's get a female perspective on this halftime performance. Because I know everybody was talking about, you know, Snoop and Dre and Eminem and, you know, 50 Cent came out, but the main one.
Yeah, 50
one,
Cent. Yeah.
Yeah, but the one, you know, they said she was only gonna have one song, but she did more than one. That's Miss Mary J. She did her thing, man. She did her thing.
Yeah, Mary J. Throwed down. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. She did her thing, man. She was definitely on. I actually have Miss Farnese. She's coming in right now. Miss Farnese, how you doing? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, T. Smiley, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Malcolm. Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you. My husband is also a vet. So I really truly wholeheartedly love all of you that have been in this fight for us all these years, past, current, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much, sincerely.
All right. Thank
Mr. E-Man, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing absolutely fantabulous. How are you?
I am awesome, awesome. I had to chime in when y'all say y'all need a woman to speak up about this halftime show.
Hey, you know,
the game, the game was what it was. It was a good game. I don't have a favorite team. But I love the sport. I love a good game. If your team play bad, I'm going to tell you they suck. Just apply it to my mind and not my heart. It's just the truth. But if they play good, I'm going to tell you they play good. Just give me a good game. Stay tuned to it. Halftime. Mary killed it. Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter the age. Mary was the bomb. Don't get it wrong. I love Snoop, Dre, Kendrick Lamar. 50, he did it upside down. I'm not mad at him. But Mary, that was the highlight. I actually need that whole outfit that she had on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
She said she need the outfit. Listen.
See,
well, Tyler Perry put that outfit on. Did y'all see the picture that with Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry put that same outfit on. It's out on Instagram.
Oh,
y'all got to look at it.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Check it out. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Maybe it was Photoshopped. It could have been Photoshopped. I don't know.
Well, I know he didn't rock it like Mary. Mary rocked that outfit from head to toe. The hat. Now, the hat, I am a hat woman. That hat, I can rock that hat with anything.
That was
that
first
Sunday
that hat.
Top to bottom.
That was that first Sunday hat, right?
That part.
That was the church mother's hat. That's what that was.
That she rocked. Yes, she did. Yes. So, Mary J., I know you're listening, girl. I know you somewhere listening. Honey, you did that. I'm ready for your concert. Come on close to DFW so I can come and cheer you on. So, I
come
know she heard
DFW.
That, y'all. I know she heard it.
Listen.
Yes.
Farnese, you done brought out your good friend. She heard you over here talking, so let Miss Tia D have the floor.
Hey, I'm just gonna say, tell your husband to put up his credit card somewhere. That's all I'm going to say. Tell your husband to hide them credit cards. If he listening, bruh, she love that outfit. You're going to put them credit cards up.
And let me tell you something about Mary. Mary rocked that show so much. She could have did it. She could have did the whole halftime show by herself. No shade, because Snoop Dogg's one of my favorite artists. Now, what is interesting, I don't know if anybody knows this, but and I ain't trying to throw this out there like that, but I guess I am. Several days prior to the Super Bowl, there was an allegation of a sexual assault against Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Yes, and he got to perform anyway. He got to perform anyway, even though the allegation was out there, right? You know, it's an alleged allegation. I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't even know all the details, but the allegation is out there. He got the poem anyway. It's alleged that Mary J. Blige did not get paid for her fabulous performance.
Run that by me again, Ms. Davis.
It was alleged that Mary J. Blige did not get paid for that fabulous performance. So I want to ask you guys a question. If she did not get paid, was the recognition that she received, was that enough for her career, or did she need that money? Because she, I ain't going to lie, she did get a lot of recognition off this. This Super Bowl was seen across the globe by millions of people. Some people have never, ever heard Mary J. Blige's name, and they wanted to know who she was in that moment. She was the only woman on that stage. Granted, Dr. Dre rocked the heck out of it. And if you think about the concept behind what they did, they put the stage over the city. They made an entire city underneath them. Brilliant. I don't know who the producer was and the director was on that bad boy, but I'm going to tell you, it was absolute brilliant. I will give it that. But there was a lot of controversy surrounding this whole thing with Snoop Dogg and his allegations, and then, of course, Mary J. Blige not getting paid. There were a lot of other controversies as well. And who was that that took a knee? Was it Eminem? They told him not to take a knee, and he took a knee. The NFL told him not to take a knee. Who cares? The man said, I'm getting paid anyway, and they're going to watch me anyway, and they're going to buy my albums because I'm on this stage. I want y'all to talk about that, too. So I ain't mean to throw those extra things out there because I ain't going to lie. I do need that hat and that dress, T. Smiley. I'm going to need that credit card.
T. Smiley.
The whole album.
T. Smiley, what you going to do with your credit card?
T. Smiley about to pass it to the left. That's what he about to do. White left.
Well, you
white
know.
Go
ahead, Ms. Smiley.
No. Go ahead. I was just saying swipe left. Yeah, she's not getting that credit card.
I would just say that's interesting. Since we have Mr. Malcolm on, Mr. Malcolm Page and Mr. T and being producers myself, by Mary J., that's allegedly, I would think that would be a management problem because she shouldn't have never hit the stage until she signed a contract. I'm trying to understand how did she even get on stage without a contract. You know, that.
I mean, yeah, she could possibly have had one, but it just,
but just didn't get paid.
You know, yeah, just not getting paid. But, you know,
interesting.
Besides that, you know what I'm saying? I know she's acting right now on the show Power, and I think
Monet,
she's getting paid $400,000 an episode. So, you know, she ain't hurting, you know what I mean?
And I'm gonna tell you, I was in Denver at the time of the Super Bowl. We were actually after the funeral, because the funeral was Monday. This was on Sunday. This was after the wake, so right after the wake, and we're all at the house and we're watching the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget, there were like three guys in the house, three of my nephews, and then one had a friend there. And each of them kind of said at the exact same time, man, I ain't never seen Power, but I'm finna watch it tonight.
they were
like completely engulfed in Mary J. Blige. I don't remember them saying anything about anybody else. They were like, oh, Power. Power is what it said. I got to go watch some Power. So guaranteed, those views increased after that show, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yes. I think I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to say one thing about that. If she did not get paid, if she chose to sign a contract without payment or whatever the case is. I'm a different kind of person. I see a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all saw it, but Mary had an aura around her that night. Mary, that was one of Mary's best moments. She, even if she messed up, she couldn't have messed up. Because yeah. I saw nothing but blessings around her when she was on that stage. And it didn't have nothing to do with the people that's around her. It had right. everything to do with her. So, Mary is all right. She's
that's what's
good.
Up. That's
you sure right. They going to look at power. She's not yeah. hurting because she's already blessed.
Yep. Malcolm, you were going to say something?
Well, first of all, the Super Bowl halftime show, it was a phenomenal performance from everybody. I mean, you're talking about, you know, going all the way back with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and you got Mary J, the Queen. They're all coming in there together, top it off with 6%. And, oh, by the way, Anderson .Paak was on the drums.
Right.
I don't know if anyone noticed that.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, it was a phenomenal show. But then my question is, how would you rank this performance? What is your best performances out there? And what would you rank this one at? Like me, Prince, Michael Jackson, and this one is coming in as well. Probably like number three.
Wow. Well, you got my vote. You got my vote on that one. You got my vote on that one because if you don't know, you know, I always play on the K radio show. Y'all know you'll hear Prince and you'll hear Michael Jackson real quick.
Jackson, right?
So I'm with you on that one.
You know, I've been to a lot of concerts in my day. I've been blessed. Real talk to E-Man as well. We have had the chance to see many, many people hit stages. And a lot of times we're not there to have fun. We're there to work. You know, but we end up, of course, enjoying whatever performance is going on. And out of all those, out of all the concerts I've ever attended, I will say, and I did not attend this one. I was, of course, in a room with a bunch of other people, like a lot of us were. But we could feel the electricity through the television. You could feel every vibration, every beat. You could feel it through the television. And that is what performance is about. If you
right,
can
right,
get somebody yeah. to feel something through a television screen, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what yes. they did. I will
yeah.
say,
yeah.
Fantasia is at the top of my list of performances. That baby girl can go. She performs,
at that
time,
show?
Sings. That girl is bad. But this one right here is also at the top of my list of performances
yeah, yeah,
that I've
yeah.
seen in my life. Just because of Mary J. Blige has been through so many things in her life. It was awesome to see her perform No More Drama because she was proclaiming it. She wasn't just singing it. She was proclaiming it to herself, to the world. She wanted God to hear. I don't want no more drama. She is literally in the midst of turmoil in her life. Her ex-husband, of course, they said has taken care of another woman for the past such and such years and paid this woman's rent. This girl has been humiliated. She's been on drugs. She's been homeless. She's been out there. She has been almost exploited. There's been so many. She's had everything ripped from her. She got to pay spousal support. She got a lot going on.
Wow.
And
yes.
so for her to have such a, it should tell everybody that's listening, everybody that's tuned in, no matter how hard the devil tries to rip and strip things from your life, God will always give you the glory. And he will do it.
Yes.
He will do it in such a mighty way. He'll do it. He'll do it. You might be doing it for free. What would have happened if she turned that down? Because she wasn't getting paid right then. Mary J. Blige is smart enough to know the payment is going to come in the residuals that I'm going to get throughout the years. I can take this one lump sum right now, or I can I can collect my residuals for the rest of my life and let my children's children's children collect it too.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Now,
well,
hey,
I'm
also a lot of the artists didn't get paid. It wasn't just Mary J. Is that true? Someone please correct me on that.
What was the question again? Go ahead.
I heard, rumor has it, that none of the artists got paid. It wasn't just Mary J. Blige. But I don't know how true that is.
I think that was quite possible. I mean, I'm not sure on that, but that, you know, yeah. I mean, it's Super Bowl. What's bigger than the Super Bowl? You know, everybody's watching.
That Super Bowl, right? That Super Bowl was specific, this particular Super Bowl, because of how we've got this new team, we've got this, all this state-of-the-art stuff. This particular Super Bowl was there. You're not going to have another one like quite like this, period, point blank. It don't matter who was in it. Who was against the L.A.? It didn't matter what the other opposing team was. You know, the L.A. knew they were not going to have another moment like this. Who in the world can we get that is so massive in L.A.? And they got the heaviest hitters.
And then check this out.
They capitalized in the moment.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That was so smart. Ice Cube was missing. That's the only smiley. What was you saying?
No, yes. I was saying before the Super Bowl, nobody's talking about it, but Snoop Dogg, you know, he bought back Death Row Records.
Yes, he did.
So,
yes, he did.
You know,
really?
All that is, you know, getting it out there. You know what I'm saying? I believe now you're going to see a lot of Death Row Records. You're going to see a lot of albums. You know, they're going to re-release. You know what I'm saying? So,
and Quit Walking. There's going to be a lot of Quit Walking.
Right. All on TV.
Wait. What y'all didn't know, though, let me tell you something. What y'all didn't know is I was in a house full of ex-bloods. They was all in there Quit Walking. Not a joke. I'm serious. I kid you not. These were some Sacramento. They all came from, I mean, it was crazy, and they was in there Quit Walking. It was crazy because it was about love. It was about fun. Ice Cube was visibly missing from this massive West Coast swing that we had, right? Like, Ice
yes.
Cube is the pinnacle of this mm-hmm. West Coast movement. Why was Ice Cube missing? It was reported, allegedly, you know, I got to put my allegedly in there, that Ice Cube mm-hmm. was like, listen, I should be the headliner. I should be the biggest one. I should be getting paid, all of that. I ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Ice Cube missed out on his opportunity? If that was the case, do you think Ice Cube missed out on that opportunity? Because remember, Ice Cube's son is also in movies. He could have put his son on.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of missed opportunities in my book, but that, you know, I ain't Ice Cube. What y'all think?
Well, you know, Ice Cube has always been the one that didn't chase the money. Things had to be right. That's why he left NWA, because the contracts and not getting paid. So, you know, he's always been like that.
Yep.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's really not new.
Yeah. Right. But I would say this here, what I'm hearing out of all of this, I would say this here, this way. They did get paid, but they got paid.
Yeah.
Right.
At the end of the day, everybody got paid, and everybody else getting paid. You know, when the rubber meets the road, all kind of endorsements, all type of, you know, you just talked about power, you know, so look like they all won. But in this industry that we in, you know, the behind the scenes, the back deals, you know, they get paid. They already knew what's going to come, because all this was decided in the boardroom. You know, these decisions was made in the boardroom. And so as they report them, it comes out somewhat like, okay, they didn't get paid. But they getting paid, and they are getting paid, because from the residuals, from
yes.
all the other endorsements that's coming behind this Super Bowl, because when you talk about performance, y'all may be a little bit too young for this. I'm 60 years old. Back in 1998, 1999, when Prince came to Dallas, Texas, at the Reunion Arena, it was an ice bowl. And while Prince was performing, people was sliding, trying to get down to Reunion Arena to hear Prince. Prince put on one of the number one performers that I never forget. When you talk about performance, I will put Prince up there with Michael Jackson, because Mr. T. Smiley have them both on his show. The next concert I did was with Michael Jackson in Texas Stadium. That was right after Prince. Michael Jackson came to town, and him and his brothers had blowed up. And I was working for Tom Joyner, one of the greatest personalities ever, was my mentor. And we had an opportunity to cover of the Michael Jackson concert in Texas Stadium. Then I'll put this Super Bowl right up there with it. So I'll rank it number three. Them are the top three for me.
Okay.
Listen, as far as this thing, are you talking about as far as the halftime performances?
Well, when you talk about Super Bowl games, you know, halftime.
Right, Super Bowl.
Well, I was just talking about performance overall, but.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, because I was talking about, like, as far as the halftime performances of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Prince, Michael Jackson, we had the current one, so.
What I was about to say is we had a listener that chimed in the chat, and they said that they also thought Beyonce should be on the top of that list.
Shout out to Brad
for sending that in. We also have another guest
that's a good one.
Calling that want to get in the in this conversation, so I'm gonna bring this guest on in.
Talk about that Beyonce performance though.
Caller, who? Caller, you online? You're on with us now.
Hello? Can y'all hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello. Is this Mr. L. Dot?
Yeah, that's me. The one and
What's
only.
Up? What's up, man?
Hello,
chilling.
Sir.
I'm chilling. How are you doing?
We're doing well, man. We're doing well.
Real quick, let me give a real introduction. L. Dot actually has been a part of the network since its inception. He actually created the website for We Talk Radio Network, and he's been here since I even thought about the name. As a matter of fact, when I was coming up with the name of We Talk Radio Network, he was in the room helping me come up with the name. That's how long he's been with We Talk Radio Network. He's also a radio personality here, has been here for many, many years. Shout out to him and Mr. Diddy. Come on through, L. Dot. What's going on?
What's up? I see y'all talking about this halftime show at the Super Bowl. I got a younger daughter. She didn't understand it. She was like, this music is trash. I don't know why y'all like it. I had to threaten to kick her out of the house. I didn't have a dog in the fight because I'm not a Rams fan, and, you know, it just is what it is. My Cowboys weren't there, so I didn't really care who won. But the halftime show, for what it was, I wish it could have been longer, but remember, it was, like, centered around Dr. Dre, so it had to be stuff that he produced as far as what they were putting out there, because it was centered around Dr. Dre, and these were like his, I mean, granted, any one of them could have had their own Super Bowl halftime show. So, and I think that's what made it so dope to me, is that Snoop could do his own halftime show. 50 could do his own halftime show. You know, Mary J, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, they all could do their own halftime show. So the fact that they all came together and did one with Dre, I think that was dope.
And
basically what happens to artists after they perform at the Super Bowl, they can perform for free because all of your streams are going up. Like, now you're connecting with potentially people that wouldn't even be listening to your music.
Great point.
You're entering into, you know, 50 million households that, you know, where a lot of them probably wouldn't even listen to your music. Because even driving into work all week, I found myself listening to, you know, Dr. Dre and Eminem and Kendrick Lamar just and Snoop Dogg just because it was, like, on my mind. And then even just the opportunities and stuff. I mean, Snoop, he's kind of turned himself into a global brand. We know what 50's doing in the, you know, entertainment industry right now with his television shows. And, I mean, it kind of put Dre back on our minds. Like, he did some stuff with a video game a couple of months ago, Grand Theft Auto. And I thought that was kind of dope, crossing over music and video games, especially because I like both of them. And so, I mean, they all got a lot of stuff going on. Mary J. Blige, she's trying to, you know, kind of have her second run at it. And so she's on the TV show Power, and then she's got some new music coming out. And, I mean, Eminem, he's one of the GOATs.
Right.
So, you know, he kind of chills in the back. And we all waiting on Kendrick Lamar's next album. So I think the publicity of it all, more than anything else, and it's a trophy you can kind of hang on the wall. I performed at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Right. Massive. That's a massive trophy. Yep. Massive trophy. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I also heard, you know, there were some people that were talking about how it was demonic. You know, you always have that other side that are talking about, you know, how they were conjuring spirits and what they had on and how he was how 50 Cent was hanging upside down and how all of Kendrick Lamar, they were in a circle around him and they all had blonde hair and they had on these suits. And I mean, there's so many conspiracy theories that are out there mm-hmm. pertaining to the performance about the Super Bowl.
Well, 50 Cent was hanging upside down in the original In the Club music video. So
right.
I guess if it was satanic back then it's satanic now. I don't know.
Right.
I try not
right.
to read into all of that as much so. Like, the only thing that I can really do is try to guard my spirit and the spirits of the individuals around me. Like, I don't know. You can read into just about anything. I mean, if you look at the dollar bill, the all seeing eye on the back of it, I mean, but we all trying to get dollar bills.
Right.
You know, stop us from trying to get dollar bills. So it's like, you know. It's one of those things.
Good point. Good
like,
point.
Great point, yes. Well, my question would be, would we see another Super Bowl like this one?
Unless you come to Dallas. Matter of fact, you need to get Bernice off the line. She said something about she didn't have no team. Round here, I know you in touch. Round in
hey,
these
hey, hey. Hey, you need people
Brown
like me.
Down here.
You need people like me. No, you need people like me to keep all y'all sports fans, team fans in line. I'm just that middle person. Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, man. Oh, man. We can't have no middle. You in or you out. You can't jump rope, man. You got to be
mm-mm,
a Cowboys fan all the way.
I'm not going to be able to do it. My husband would say the same thing. He's a Cowboy fan. So you can just imagine what goes on in our household when they lose.
Well, go and put that Mary J. Outfit on if they lose. The Cowboy lose, put Mary J. outfit on. He'll be all right.
Oh, man.
You know,
right,
you change
right.
the whole – Yeah, go put that outfit that he bought, you know.
That part that he bought. You sure right, baby. You sure right. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that
sure.
part.
So we all in agreement on the K Radio Show that next year the Cowboys are going to be at the Super Bowl, and we're going to have a better performance next year with whoever.
I'm guess. Sorry,
you
Ms.
know,
T.
I really do hope the Cowboys win. I want to see you guys go back to the Super Bowl, whether you win or not. It's been, what, almost 30 years?
Whether you win or not.
Is something wrong with her? Mr. T, is something wrong with her mic? I can't hear her. What's wrong with her mic, Mr. T? Yeah. I could barely hear her. You know, what did she say, Mr. T?
Oh, my God.
Listen. I say Cowboys in the Super Bowl next year. Cowboys in the Super Bowl next year.
Cowboys in the Super Bowl next
year. I'm going to say it like this.
We say it every year.
Y'all, if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, it probably won't be with Dak.
Hold on. Dak, I'm so sorry. Bernice don't know no better. I'm so sorry,
Dak. I'm not hating on you, baby, but he got to get it together.
Bye, Felicia.
He's the leader of the team. He got to get it together. See, I'm that middleman. I say what y'all won't say.
Oh, my God. No, but though, real talk.
Wow.
Even when he had his head down, he was disappointed in himself. You could see the disappointment in himself. You could see the defeat in him before the game was even over. And so, and as a leader, you can't have that kind of defeat. Your entire team is going to eat it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is
number three, and the top five quarterbacks he ended with number three. So, shout out to Dak. You know, I have no
shout
part to that.
Dak.
You know, I might see you later, so I don't have no part to that.
Right, right.
I have all good things to say, sir. I have all good things to say.
Yeah. And we want our ticket to the Super Bowl next year, Dak. We room for you, sir. We don't know who this call is that call in.
Right, right.
That.
I'm rooting for the Cowboys, too. See, when Dak's in his head, my husband's head is hanging. So
well, I told
I
you put that Mary J. outfit on. He'd be all right. Put that Mary J. outfit on.
And
put it in cowboy color.
You know.
Yeah, you get that cowboy color for him.
Right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Get that,
that
get that hat.
Yeah.
You know, that church hat with that cowboy color.
The church hat. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
goodness.
The heck you talking about? Mm-hmm.
The thing is, real love.
Right.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Man.
Oh, God.
Man, listen, this is the Cave Radio Show. It's your boy, T. Smiley, and all my friends here right on the Cave Radio Show. Listen,
it's
been an amazing, amazing show. Amazing, amazing show. Everybody that's on, I want Mr. E-Man, I want you to tell everybody about your show on tomorrow. Tell them about your show, man, and what it's all about. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, real quickly, thank you, Mr. Smiley. You can join the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. For tomorrow night's show, I have a young actress by the name of Leah Muhammad. She's in all type of films. We'll be interviewing her on tomorrow night because it's Black History Month all month long on the E-Man After Show. And so you guys, you join us. You know, this is with me and show where we come around. Sister, you invited. Bernice, you invited to come to the E-Man After Show. Tell your husband, you know, you come with your outfit on. We'll give you some recognition tomorrow night. But to those of you on the
All
network,
right.
we'll love to have you guys. We come around the domino table. Mr. Page, we put a big question out there. We have, the concept is, Mr. T, this is the concept of the E-Man After Show. You know, we in the room, we playing dominoes, right, all the time. And in our game plan, we have interesting conversations from sex to money to church to whatever. But the women around the domino table, you know, they would jump into the conversation. That's how you men think? And so I just come up with a creative idea. I was going to start a show, and in that particular show, it's the men. We sit around the domino table. I come in with a big six question, and we discuss it. It could be from politics to sex to church to whatever. And we have an awesome discussion and I have my co-host, Mandy, my fiance. She's a co-host of the E-Man After Show. We just jump into some real talk. So you want some real talk? Well, there's no right or wrong answer in the show.
Right.
It's just everyone has an opinion. And we allow everyone's opinion to be heard. You know, all the Christians out there that, I get a lot of them, they want to come from the Bible. We don't allow no one to use the Bible to manipulate the question or any of that. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone's opinion matter, and so it's a real discussion. So you guys join us tomorrow night. You know, Miss, I'm going to talk to Mandy about this suit, see if she can get her one. You know, Mandy will have to have my Mary J. suit on tomorrow night. You never know.
Oh, Lord.
But it's the E-Man After Show tomorrow night right here on We Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. Yes, join us.
Listen, we will thank E-Man. E-Man Show is fun. It's always fun, man. Y'all check it out. You will love it. You will absolutely love it. I'm telling you. Everybody,
real quickly, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Smiley. I'm sorry, sir. Real quickly. Mr. Page, I'll give you an open opportunity. I invite you to the E-Man After Show. We'll hook up, sir.
Well, you know what? I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And with that being said, listen, everybody that's on, I wanted to get everybody an opportunity to say something. So we want to thank Mr. Malcolm for staying apart. You know, we interviewed him earlier in the show. We want to thank him for, sticking with us and having a good conversation. So, Mr. Malcolm, if you want to let everybody know where you can be followed and all that, give you that opportunity to let everybody know.
Yes, sir. First of all, thanks for the opportunity. This is my first ever radio interview. So, thank you for the opportunity. And I really enjoyed it. I'm like, okay, we can clown. These are regular people.
Yes,
we can have fun.
Yes. So, if you're a caveman, come to the cave show, man.
And wait, hey, anytime, man, anytime. Definitely. But, hey, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm using my government name, Malcolm Payton, on Instagram. Malcolm Payton Music on Facebook. And, of course, like I said earlier, the album More Than Perfect is out on all platforms. So you can go and check it out and support your boy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all heard him. Check him out. We done played his music. We're going to continue to play this music right here on the Cave Radio Show and on the We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you will be supported right here on the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley. Ms. Farnese, I want to give you the opportunity to let everybody know who you are and what you do. Go ahead.
Well, I am Farnese, and I am the sales manager at We Talk Radio Network. So yep. I'm the one you call and contact when you need advertising. Call me, email me, contact me, social media, Facebook, Instagram. Let's do business. Let me help you get you where you need to be.
Nice.
Making it do in 2022.
All right.
Listen, and last but not least, my beautiful fiance, she's gonna tell us a little something about herself. Y'all know she can do it. So we're gonna give her the mic and let her do what she do.
I love it. Y'all know I'm a mic hog. Don't play with me, T. Smiley. Shout out to the Cave Radio Show. Shout out to the cavemen for holding it down today. Another beautiful Saturday. Just so blessed to be alive and be a part of the land of the living. Real talk. I want to give a shout out to L. Dot. He actually he was here a few moments ago. He actually has a company called Blueprint Media. We'll get him back on. That way he can actually give out the website information and all that good stuff. But he actually builds websites. You can go right now to WeTalkRadio.com. WeTalkRadio.com. That is his work, his beautiful work. And that's our website. That's our home. You can log in, love us, like us, share us, all that good stuff, especially if you haven't been. Even if you have been, go back and check it out so you can see exactly what he does. He is absolutely brilliant. And we're just absolutely happy to have him a part of the We Talk Radio family. Now, one of the things that I will say is you can check us out every single day at WeTalkRadio.com. We're doing a big YouTube push. We're not begging for likes and subscribers, but we are begging for likes and subscribers. So go right now to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, love, tell everybody about us. Go to our social media handles and make sure you're following us there. This year we're going to be giving away a lot of amazing gifts and prizes and cash. So you definitely want to stay tuned in so you can figure out how to get that money, how to get those prizes, how to get those gift cards. You can hear me every single Monday night and Wednesday night. I'm also here with my girl Farnese and my Hot Topic panelists. We're hanging out and holding it down every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have some gut-busting fun, too, I'm telling you. But you can check out all of our shows. We even have youth shows that are coming back this summer and a brand-new youth show that is going to be absolutely amazing. We got a lot of stuff happening here, and you definitely want to be a part. We've got an entire intern program, so if you want to do an internship here with us, you can do that, too. Go to our website, WeTalkRadio.com. Go to our Contact Us tab. Let us know what you want. If you've got topics you want to hear on the show, let us know. If you have music and you want us to play your music on the show, as long as it aligns with our platform, you will hear your music on our show. One of the things that we love to do is promote our artists. Let me tell you, these local radio stations are going to promote those major artists. You're going to hear those songs over and over again, and you're going to be singing them in the shower. What we do on our online radio network is we play these incredible artists that aren't getting that same play, and we play them over and over again. You know why? So you can sing it in the shower like it's repetition, okay?
Real
like
shower.
My boy Malcolm Payton. And you
singing
can check
shower.
Him out. I want to make sure you have the spelling of his name correctly so you can truly find him on social media. Mr. Malcolm Payton, give us the spelling of your name so we can find you on social media.
Okay. The true spelling of my name is M-A-L-C-O-L-M, last name Payton, P-A-Y-T-O-N.
Malcolm, come out.
That's
I
right.
am now a friend. On social media, we are connected, my friend. I'm super excited to follow you and all of your work. And
thank you.
I'm gonna make sure you y'all get introduced because Malcolm has definitely been a big part of my life since I moved here to Dallas. So you know, it's always respect and love when I see him, even though we don't see each other a lot. But when we see each other, it's all love.
Still love.
I want to give a major shout out to T Smiley. You know, waking up on Saturday mornings, even evening, you know, doing these shows late at night, this it's not easy. It's a lot of preparation that goes into it. You know, you have to make sure that you're ready for radio. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a big shout out to them for continuing every week to come back live on the air week after week after week, even if they need to take a break because they got something going on. They make sure there's something in place on their show, and that's dedication. The craft that y'all have created for yourselves, the lane that you have created for yourselves, I'm telling you, nobody can take that away from you. Y'all are doing amazing things. Y'all have men who are tuned in to the radio who are being inspired and motivated by words. Think about everything that's going on in the world, how much negativity is out there. And you guys are pushing positivity. Keep pushing. Keep doing it. They will keep tuning in. They will keep listening. And they will keep believing that they can do anything, too.
Thank you
kindly. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, we appreciate that. What I want to do, since our good friend, Mr. Malcolm Payton, has stayed with us in this show, you know, he didn't have to stay, but, you know, first time caller, man, I see you love it. So I'm welcoming you back anytime you want to call in. Same number, same time, every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can call in, man. We can hang out in the cave and just
yes,
chill. I definitely want to send a shout out to Brad. Brad is Ms. Kia's nephew. And
no,
cousin. Sorry, cousin. I got to get it right. But the cousin, I want to send a shout out to him because he's definitely listening online. He be the one that bringing in the questions. Man. When I'm asking questions or when I'm saying suggestions, that's all Brad. So shout out to Brad. I appreciate you, my brother, for listening and tuning in to the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning. And we have one more shout out, Ms. Kia D.
Yeah, real quick, shout out to Dewan. Shout out to Tab. Shout out to L. Dot, Mr. Diddy. Thank you all for tuning in. And we got people in Denver, Colorado tuned in today, Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Dallas, who literally lights us up with love. I know there's some other cities and some other states, T. Smiley, they were tuned in from. Give a big shout out real quick to the Hill Davis family. We are still keeping you guys in our prayers. We love you right here and from Dallas to Denver. We love you so much. We're wrapping our arms around you. We're praying for you, and we'll continue to pray for you. For those of you who do not know, I lost my nephew about a week ago. He had a 3-week-old son and 2 beautiful daughters, and it has just been a tragedy in our entire family. And he was only 25 years old. And so we want just as you're going through your day, just say a small prayer for Darcy, my sister. Say a small prayer for our entire family, the Hill and Davis family, because we are definitely in need of some prayer today.
Mm-hmm. Well, real quickly, Mr. Smiley, real quickly.
Yes, sir.
Those of you on the network and on the line, none of us would be here if it was for Miss Kia Davis. So on the behalf of the E-Man After Show and all the shows that's represented on this network and all of you that listen around the world, Kathy Hughes is going off the scenes and Miss Kia Davis is on the scenes, 12 years. And so we want to say hats right. off to you. We want to say kudos to you and all you have done and you are doing. And our prayers are with you and your family. I just wanted to make sure I put that in there.
E-Man, while you're right there, Mr. E-Man, what we always do at the end of our show, we always pray out. I want you to pray out, and then after that, Mr. Malcolm, the floor is yours to introduce that, introduce your song, okay?
All right.
All right, so we'll go in that order, Mr. E-Man.
Yes, sir. Spirit of the living God, how we just thank you on this Lord's Day. God, we thank you because you God and you God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to come together just through this platform to be able to just to share, to conversate. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in us and through us and for us. And so, God, we just speak a blessing on each and every listener on today. We speak a blessing on each and every personality. We lift up the Davis and Hill family on today. Comfort as only you can. Great God that you are, we pray comfort over this family, God. We thank you, God, for what you have done because we recognize as believers to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent on this side of the world is to be present in another world, and that is the world with you, God. God, we thank you, God, as we go through on out our day. Thank you for Malcolm today, God. Thank you for Mr. Page and all that he do. Continue to bless him, God. Thank you for Mr. T. Smiley. Thank you for Denise, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for every listener on today. As we go on our day, we cover you under the blood of Jesus and say no weapon formed against you will prosper. Father God, until we come back again on next Thursday on the Cave Radio Show, Father God, we just ask a blessing this week, all week long, Father God, somebody be recognizing this platform, God, all around the world. We pray for our sisters and brothers. It's Black History Month. We lift up the Marquiots, God, that went before us because it took someone to fight for us to be on these mics today, God. And, God, we don't take it lightly. And we thank you, God, because you do all things well. And so, God, as we go out through the rest of the day, I pray a blessing on each and every listener until we come back again. May everyone be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mr. Malcolm, go ahead, sir.
All right. Introducing a song that came out in May of 2005. It is entitled Tell Me If It's Okay, featuring artist Roxy Reese. Now, a couple of things about this song is, one, I had some help from my man, Waitaka, who helped me with the arrangement. I played on the record, as well as Mr. Junior Blackleaf McCrary, and this record was mixed at X-Trim Studios. That's X-Trim Studios in Houston. So once again, the song is called Tell Me If It's Okay.
Forever. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.